Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, so Gator, you put in your show sheet this question. What is the number one thing non-football related that would make the game day experience better? Now, is this just college, pro, both? You're just looking for suggestions?
I can go both.
Okay, we got a highly engaged pair of fan bases here for a football game tomorrow. Lions don't play this weekend, so Lions fans, if you have any non-football related thing that would make the game day experience better, what would it be? 248-539-9797. I don't know how this could be done. TV timeouts suck. but they pay the bills. Is there a way to get the same amount of advertising across and make them shorter? Like, I'll give you an example. There's something that people think is sacred, and they believe strongly in not wanting to see it change. And I understand that. If I told you the TV timeouts were shorter, but there'd be advertising on uniforms, would you be okay with that?
I would not.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Okay. You're okay with the length of the TV timeout.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that,
well,
you know,
not the sacrifice of uniform. The uniforms, okay, I think are kind of sacred to me.
They are sacred to everybody, but I'm just trying. You know what never happens? When they add advertising to the uniform, it never brings down ticket prices or makes TV timeouts shorter. So I don't know why I'm even bringing it up as a possibility. Like, they're never going to trade one for the other. So it's kind of dumb. But do you have anything in mind when you ask this question? What would make the game day experience better?
Yeah, for me, it was having better paths to get in and out of stadiums. And so when it was all about travel, and that's the biggest complaint everybody has.
I'm talking about driving away from the stadium.
The number one complaint people have about Michigan games and Michigan State games is getting out of there. It's difficult. It's very difficult. Nobody likes to spend an extra hour and a half stuck on a golf course or in the middle of campus because there's no easy way to get out. I feel like there are better ways to do it, like using contraflow systems where if you've got two-way traffic that you just limit it and it just becomes one-way traffic. They use the opposite lanes.
They do that in Ann Arbor with Main Street South.
In a way, sometimes they do.
The one thing that's happened in Ann Arbor is just, I guess it would be west of the stadium on Stadium Boulevard that goes right south of the stadium. I mean, if you are headed west to, say, get on M14 or trying to get to 23 North, that used to be four lanes. Two lanes of traffic going either direction. They've narrowed it to three lanes, so there's one lane going in either direction and a turn lane. And I've never had a chance to get out there and see what it's like, but instead of having two lanes moving out, it's now one lane, unless they turn the turn lane. I don't know if they do anything with the traffic there, but it's probably incumbent upon the cities or campus police, if you're on campus, to try and do what they can. I'm sure they'd tell you. I'm sure they would tell you. We do everything we can already within reason. But it's an interesting question. We're open to suggestions if people want to get to it. And you heard in the update there, and this is the story NCAA released at this hour, three former EMU basketball players did not cooperate with an investigation into potential sports betting violations, according to a decision released by the Division I Committee on Infractions. A lack of cooperation in the investigation is a violation of NCAA rules, which could trigger permanent ineligibility. However, the student athletes have no collegiate eligibility remaining. I think if you are under investigation and you don't cooperate with the NCAA and your career is over, okay. Question is, are you going to have criminal? Are you going to be facing anything criminal? And that's where the problems creep up. We've heard about this for a while, and I know that's been written about. I think it was Yahoo. I want to give credit where credit is due. I think it was Yahoo Sports have been working on a story of college basketball irregularities with gambling, and it felt like every single story was small school related, and that's where there's real vulnerabilities, because those guys in the NIL world at the smaller schools, you're not making the coin you're making at a bigger school, and you might find yourself in a compromising situation if you are trying to make your money elsewhere. And you decide to do it through any kind of point shaving or anything like that. Mm. Sucks to see. Absolutely sucks. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97, won the ticket. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to pick some games. We told you our picks on Michigan, Michigan State. We both think it's going to be relatively close, at least inside the number of what the experts say. I am rooting for an incident-free game, please. And I always encourage people to, when you're there, I don't like telling fans how they should root for their team. I don't like telling fans how to fan, I guess. But Right. Tomorrow is a great celebration of our state, two in-state institutions. Don't be that guy. You know when you go on the road and there's somebody that's just a total jackass from the other team? Don't be that guy. And don't be that guy as a visitor. Like everybody, you said it yourself. When you go up there in the tailgate and you see fans mingling together, it can be awesome.
Yeah. It's funny. Like this morning I came in and John Jansen was walking and he goes, "Good morning, Gator," as he typically does when he sees me. And I look at him from across the room and I shot him a scowl. And he comes over and he's kind of laughing and I start laughing because what am I going to do? Kick John's ass? But we start laughing. We're both like, "This is how it should be," he said. He goes, "This is how it should be." He goes, "I walked in this morning, walking in the back, and you know, he goes past one of the salespeople, and they're dressed in Michigan State gear, and John just shot him a scowl. He says, "Monday through Thursday, you know, here in the building, everything's fine, but Friday it's game, get ready for game, and you get your game face on, but without being too serious about it, right?" He goes, "Because Monday we're all back to being friends again."
Yep. We could be friends throughout the game.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk to each other.
Yeah, the trolling that goes on is...
Well, the word...
If it's friendly trolling, okay, but there comes a point where somebody crosses that line and it sucks.
Here's the word of the day for tomorrow. Gracious. Be gracious hosts and gracious guests, right?
It would help. Chill.
And then, I was glad to hear in Ann Arbor they were really stressing, don't engage, just play football. And because it does take away from the game. And, you know, I think there was a time where it's always been hard fought, right? And there's always been a little extra. But, you know, a little extra is one thing. There's been some over-the-top stuff lately that none of us really care to relive and do all over again. But see how it plays itself out. In the meantime, Scott Anderson, we're moving in on this one. And you still haven't changed your mind. You're going to host a party?
I wouldn't say party. No, okay. Let's pump the brakes there. I'm having no.
Everybody's invited. Gator's home address is.
No, I sent word.
How much crab dip are you making, man? I mean, this one would be appropriate amount of crab dip.
This would actually work.
Gator once made crab dip for himself. He didn't realize he was making like a 2-week supply.
It was a big, big. That was a lot of crab dip.
It was a lot of dip.
Yeah. I'm making a chili this time around for right now. I've only have a few of the fellows have confirmed and perhaps some of their significant others will be there as well. So we'll see. I don't know how many people are going to be. It could be 4, it could be 10. I don't know. But I plan on making... No! But I plan on making a big old pot of chili. I do like having chili there.
You gonna have some chopped up white onions, some sour cream, some cheese?
On the side, yes. Yeah, okay. I mean, there'll be onions that I will mix in with the chili that'll cook with it.
Yeah.
And then there'll be, in addition on the side, there'll be some, onions, cheese, jalapenos, sour cream.
You owe beans or no beans?
There's beans in there. Yeah.
Okay. Just asking.
Do you have anything special for your chili?
It's just made with love.
Okay.
I'm proud of my chili. I think it's usually pretty good.
People are requesting your address now. I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Party.
I use the food processor and take like multicolored peppers. So you usually go with red and green and sometimes yellow peppers in there. Mm-hmm. Jalapeno in there and onion. Hit the food processor and then cook that first.
Yeah.
And then add the meat in there, and or actually then I'll take it out, add meat, cook the meat to brown it, and then I'll throw the peppers, onions back in there with some tomato sauce and seasonings, and then season as it goes on. I don't like to make like, oh, it's I made it in 45 minutes. No, this has got to sit on the stovetop for a while.
And what's in the cup when you're watching a big game, or do you have a glass?
I hear what you're saying. Yes, yeah. It'll probably be a glass. I'll probably have a glass of tequila on the rocks. No mixed drink. It's just going to be tequila straight up there on the rocks. And I'm sure that it will be a couple beers consumed as well.
Gotcha.
That's usually how that works.
Our people are saying they will be over and they will bring their kids. So
that's great. More the merrier.
I bet it, people.
Yeah.
A lot of chili.
Yeah. You bringing your kids over?
Me? I have to ask my wife about everything.
We're going to pick some games at 1:38 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah. Let's just say there was one answer that came in for one of the questions. I'll call it a large margin of what the answer would be. And we'll just leave it at that. You had a question for me during the commercial break.
Yeah. So in light of what's going on with the NBA and the FBI investigation and, you know, you got the point shaving part, you got the gambling aspect of it. And I mentioned earlier in the show that it makes these designations even more poignant when it comes to pregame designations of who's available to play and who isn't, regardless of the sport. You know, the NHL is very guarded about it. It's always upper body or lower body, right? And you don't really know what it is. But the NFL does it on a daily basis. Like after practices, they list guys.
Yep.
Aaron Glenn, head coach of the Jets, was asked about who's going to start at quarterback Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals for the Jets. And he refused to answer. He doesn't want to answer the question because he doesn't want to give a competitive edge to the other team. Doesn't want them to have to prepare for one over the other. Because they're two different quarterbacks. You know, Justin Fields is obviously a very, very mobile quarterback. Tyrod Taylor is also mobile, but he tends to stay in the pocket more. So I get it. But yet at the same time, does this fly in the face of what's going on?
Interesting question. So, because this is now a place that you would be susceptible to inside information. You're talking about, can an NFL team withhold their starting quarterback right up till game time? Or is that now getting into a gray area with full disclosures for betting purposes? My God. I remember when this thing got approved right before COVID and we talked about how much of the show is going to be focused on betting.
Right.
And I thought it was going to be a lot. You weren't as convinced. I don't even know if people want to hear about this crap, to be honest with you. Like, I don't know if it was from a programming standpoint. We could do this all day. Talk about point spreads and lines and injuries. And
we will in 5 minutes.
I guess we're going to give our picks coming up. But we've kind of kept that, like, that's Sort of.
We don't, you and I don't spend too much time talking about this stuff unless something really crazy happens over the week. If there's some amazing bad beat that happens, we can talk about that. But that is rare that we even bring it up. You know, we just bring it up as an add on. Hey, you know, spreads this. You think it'll be closer? Yeah, okay.
Yep.
And that's really the discussion that we have. And everybody has their own thing, and that's fine. We try to kind of, we tried to stay away from that in a way. But I just thought this was interesting. You know, we're literally 20 something hours after the announcement of the NBA players getting in trouble. And, you know, part of that trouble is dealing with injuries and how they reported it or how late they reported it. And were others alerted to guys being held out, you know, for Portland Trailblazers? Did Chauncey let people know that, yeah, we're not playing this guy. We're going to kind of tank it here at the end. And that happens before the betting line changes or has a chance to adjust. And obviously that's unfair. Here's Aaron Glenn. And I support Aaron Glenn for not saying who's going to start because it's, I mean, even on the injury report, Tyrod Taylor is listed as questionable. That he was, I guess, a limited participant in practice, but he's questionable. So I give him more leeway in this, and yet at the same time, I'm wondering, is he going to be scrutinized over this?
I don't know. It's a good question. And I mean, what do you make of a team listing a player as out and then playing him?
I don't think you can.
Well, in college, it happened. A player, Michigan played USC. USC listed King Miller, the running back, as out, and then he played.
I think if you give somebody a designation of out, that they have to be out. If you're willing to have a partner, with your sports league that's gambling entities, if you've done that willingly, then there are certain rules that you have to abide by. And I think if you're going to list somebody as out, then they have to be out.
It seems like it wouldn't be. I mean, you can list them as like doubtful. If there's any question, just list them as doubtful. I don't know. I'm not sure there's a huge competitive advantage to it, but once you list a player as out.
Well, in fairness, Mr. Miyagi was in Southern California. I mean, he just may have put his hands on was it King,
King Miller. I'm always stoked for 40-year-old movie references.
There was a new version. I think Jackie Chan was the role of, right?
Did the same thing, right?
I don't know. I didn't watch it, so. I don't know. I'm sorry, Gator.
I mean, Miyagi had the magic touch. Daniel LaRusso looked like he was out of the All-Valley tournament and because he had a leg injury. And Miyagi slapped the hands together, then rubbed his hands together, and then manipulated Daniel LaRusso's leg in such a way that he was able to withstand the pain just long enough to fight in the championship against Johnny Lawrence. And it's been a rivalry ever since, still to this day.
That's rivalry week.
Yeah, it is rivalry week. It's that's a completely relevant reference.
My apologies,
man. Yeah.
And Argo.
So I don't. To back to your original question, I don't know, man. This sounds to me like something that they need to look at.
Like, if you're Vegas and you're trying to handicap this game, right now I believe the Jets are a 6-point underdog. Mm-hmm. So they're getting 6 points in this game. I mean, does that point spread jump drastically in either direction if you find out one quarterback is the starter? Or if you're Vegas, do you just
sure
take it off the board?
Much.
Maybe
sure.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, similar quarterbacks, I guess, but I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
In light of what happened yesterday.
All right, so Michigan and Michigan State going at it tomorrow. I don't know. I don't think either you or I are picking this game for our picks coming up, but we both think it is going to be close. You can still get your predictions in at 248-539-9797. I don't know if the rushing stat necessarily applies, but if it does, how do you feel about the Michigan State rushing attack heading into this game?
Not good. Not good. There's not reason to feel good about it. They haven't been able to run the ball all that well this season. I think there was like one game where you're like, oh, hey, there, it looks good. But the offensive line has been decimated by injuries. I think you've got three different starters on that line now than what you had to start the season. I mean, they always said they like their depth on the line, but that's being tested. You're playing redshirt freshmen on the line. And the running backs are not. They don't look like they're standout guys. Mekhi Frazier might be he's a decent running back. Tullis is decent. Tau Tolliver is decent, but none of those guys are of the same level of Marshall or Haynes from Michigan. And Marshall isn't the same level as Haynes. Marshall's good, but Haynes is outstanding. So I don't think that they're on par with that. And I think this could be the biggest part of the game here. If Michigan State can't have some semblance of a running attack, if they can't do anything, then that's going to be tough because the Michigan's just going to pin their ears back, assume that State's going to be throwing the football because, well, they can't run and they can get after Aiden Childs. And if you put pressure on Aiden Childs, bad things can happen for Michigan State.
I don't know. And I was going through it earlier this week. I'm not sure that either school in their game notes listed that stat.
This year they backed off of it?
If they did, it's buried somewhere. I did not notice. It used to be prominent. Everybody made a big deal about whoever wins the rushing attack wins the game. So I did not notice it in Michigan State's game notes. And again, if it wasn't prominently, it used to be near the top, but I guess, I guess they've kind of backed off that thing. So
take it for what it's worth. You ready to pick some games?
I am.
Let's go.
All right, so
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I went 3-0 in the colleges again last week, 1-2 in the pros again last week, 17-7 picking college games. 10-11 picking the NFL. Overall, I'm 27-18, 6-2 with my locks. Gator, you'd been hot, and let's just say you cooled off a little.
Well, it's not a lot. I'm not afraid to say where I'm at. I had gone back-to-back weeks where I was 4-2, and then this past week I went to 2-4. My shoot the boot lock has been bad. I think I'm 3-5 right now. I am, I believe, 20-25 on the season. It's okay. I can right the ship.
Okay, I'm going to start my picks in college three pro games. A team that's been good to me and I think is continuing to get overlooked is the Minnesota Golden Gophers. I don't think they're going to win at Iowa, but they can win that game. It's a rivalry game, yeah. And they are getting 9.5 points. I will gladly take the 9.5 in Minnesota at Iowa. And Iowa might win the game 9-0.
Yeah, they could. The over-under, I think, is like 40.5. I considered that, but I like Minnesota. I think that's a safe bet. I'm going to go outside the Big Ten with all three of my picks here. I'm going to start with Baylor at Cincinnati. Over-under is set at 68 points. Seems like an awful lot of points. Cincinnati is not a team that's prolific at scoring on the season. Baylor has had some really nice totals this year, but I think 68 is way high. I like the under on that. In fact, it's my shoot the boot lock of the week.
Next up, Auburn travels to Arkansas. I will take Auburn +2.5 on the road, Arkansas against Arkansas.
Stanford is going cross country and they're going diagonally. They're going to play at Miami. The over-under set in this game at 46 points. Carson Beck had a rough outing last week with the 4 interceptions and one really ill-timed at the end of regulation. That was just pathetic. I think he bounces back. I think Miami's going to score a bunch of points. And even if he does throw some picks, it's just going to benefit Stanford. I like the over 46 in this game.
Okay, my final game in the collegiate level is the Carr House Lock of the Week. Virginia, a 6-1 football team, travels to North Carolina. Virginia is laying 10.5 against Bill Belichick's team. I think Virginia will cover the 10.5.
I saw that. But last week I had Cal taking down North Carolina. I think the spread was like 7. And Carolina made it close. Maybe Carolina's rebounding a little bit. But we'll see. My last college pick, BYU. The Cougars are getting 2.5 points at Iowa State. I find this to be rather curious about why they're getting points on the road when BYU's undefeated this year. I know Iowa State's tough and they're tough at home, but I'll take the Cougars +2.5.
All right, let's shift to the NFL. Gator, my first NFL pick, Denver, is taking on Dallas, laying 3.5. I'll take the Broncos at home -3.5.
I will agree with that 100%. I like how they're playing. I'm a big Bo Nix fan, and you know, Sean Payton just tunes out all outside noise, and I think that they can cover the spread against Dallas.
Next up, Houston and San Francisco. The over-under on that's 42. I'll gladly take the over there.
The Jets, aforementioned Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets, are at Cincinnati. They're getting 6 points. Look, it looks like everything's stacked against them. Sauce Gardner's out for this one. Garrett Wilson's out for this one. We don't know who's playing quarterback for the Jets. I think Breece Hall is also questionable for this game. All that sets up for the big up-down theory of what goes on. I like the Jets getting the points and getting the first win, perhaps, for Aaron Glenn against Cincinnati on the road.
Love it. I'm rooting for Aaron Glenn. Plus six, you said?
Yep.
My final one, Buffalo travels to Carolina. I think Buffalo's got to explode and get going here. They're laying 7. I'll take Buffalo to cover the 7.
Finally, Doug, the Atlanta Falcons are at home against the Miami Dolphins. Boy, the Dolphins just look like a dumpster fire there. Tua looks terrible, looks confused. They don't really have anything going in that passing game. If Atlanta wants to stop things, just go ahead and stack up to stop A-Chain and the run game. I like Atlanta winning this one. They're giving up 7.5. I don't like the hook, but I'll take Atlanta minus 7.5.
There it is. Every week, Kang endorses a pick and hates on a pick. Kang, which one did you like the most this week?
Doug, I'm with you on UVA minus 10.5 at UNC. Last week, yeah, they kept it close, but not this week. You know how I feel about Belichick coming back to college. Did not like it, and this is not going to end well.
And which one do you hate the most?
Gator, the Jets plus 6.
Taking a shot.
Yeah, I know you're taking a shot. I don't like that shot. I mean, I think Aaron Glenn is grasping at straws if he wants to keep his opponents off balance with Tyrod Taylor or Justin Fields. Not going to make a difference, man. Jets are terrible. He's been handed a terrible roster. It's a terrible organization. They get blown out.
There you go. Those are our...
Blown out.
Those are our picks each week, this week, rather. Do with them what you will. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
You had asked me earlier about Michigan State's ability to run the football.
Yeah.
123 yards a game on the ground, averaging 3.7 a carry. That's not a good recipe.
That's a lot of carries to get to 123.
That is.
Yeah.
That's like 40 carries together.
The attempt is there. The attempt is there to run the ball, but oof. Yeah, I mean, look, it's a matchup that obviously favors Michigan. You and I both think it's going to be closer than that. And rivalry games are crazy. And I know people roll their eyes at this talk, but every week college football lends itself to being college football and crazy stuff happens. Think about big plays in games, okay? Last year, Ohio State hosting Michigan turned it over in their own red zone, giving Michigan a 1 yard field. They missed 2 field goals. They turned it over on downs. They made a number of mistakes. And, you know, that's why I don't count out anything in these rivalry games. And I didn't count out Michigan last year. On paper, it looked ugly. But all it takes is one fumbled punt, you know, one tipped pass, you know, where things can change dramatically in a game, and the momentum in a building can get pretty big. And so I think Michigan wins a game, but I think it's going to be close. And Gator, you think it's going to be a little bit bigger than I am, but the end of the day, I don't think this is an unbelievable, like Michigan fans, I would just be happy with a win and move on. Go get the win and move on. Michigan's wearing all white tomorrow. Michigan fans are circulating. They were trying to wear maize to the game tomorrow. For what it's worth. And the tailgating is going to be a long day of tailgating. I haven't even looked at the weather. Have you checked the weather out?
I think it's supposed to be, well, during the day, let's see, it says 46. As I'm looking at the ESPN, it says around 46, and I don't think there's any rain in the forecast.
That's a game time 46?
I think it's game time, yeah. I think during the day it's supposed to be like mid to high 50s, and obviously it cools down once that sun goes down.
Yeah, well... That could make for a pretty good day.
Got some fun games though on the schedule. Ole Miss is at Oklahoma. That's a nooner.
Yeah, that's a huge game.
Yeah, SEC. Number 8 at number 13. So that's a good one.
How many ADs are scouting Lane Kiffin right now?
Well, I mean, I think it's been the same thing every year, and he's been there for more than a minute now. So I mean, to lure him away. when you and I were talking during break, it's all about NIL. It's all about, do you have those coffers in place to go and get the players that you need to be successful? And Lane Kiffin's a really good coach. But the only way you're going to get him out of Ole Miss is if you got more money to offer. And it's not just offering him. Yeah, you're going to have to pay him. Everybody's going to have to pay the coach. But you have to have money to spend to compete at college football these days. And it's not just with the coach. It's on the players.
Yeah, I mean, look, a coach can say, look, I'm happy here. I'm just happy here. So I'm going to stay. And if you watch that Lane Kiffin E60 or 30 for 30 or whatever they called it, he seemed really content with where he was and who he's become now as the head coach at Ole Miss. Kind of settling down a little bit with age. And so, I don't know. Could he be lured? Sure. Do I think he might stay? If I had to bet, I bet he'd stay.
I think he'd stay. I think it's also interesting looking at Vanderbilt and Georgia Tech, and we brought this up earlier, that, you know, those coaches are they're alumni of those schools.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they might look at this as, like, this is their dream job to return and be the prodigal son and get those teams back to prominence. And right now, Georgia Tech is undefeated, and Vanderbilt's number 10 in the country. And they're probably both due for a monster extension, big old payday coming their way. And if it doesn't come their way, they're going to get offers, big-time offers to jump ship. So we'll see how those schools pony up.
Rico Beard is in studio, and you had one of the big old tub of pretzels questions today. It was...
Which one was that?
If you woke up tomorrow as a black man, what's the first thing you would do? I would try to grow out the afro. Gator would talk to the sisters.
Have more confidence talking to the sisters.
You don't have confidence now?
Should we invert the question for you?
Yeah.
If you woke up tomorrow as a white man?
Going straight to the bank. Getting that free white man loan.
Is this a loan I've been missing out on for years?
Man, come on, man. You get it when you're born. That's why you check the box. Oh, he doesn't get the loan.
Oh, you're funny. How you doing?
You know what? I would just drive as fast as I can and just tell the cops, no, I'm not pulling over.
Again,
I got things to do.
I hate to tell you, it doesn't work that way. Way to lean into it, my friend.
Might be a change. A change once you're pulled over, there could be a change there. Which is
officer.
It's awful.
Doug's been living as a black man in a white man's body this whole time, apparently, right, Doug?
I don't know about that.
You know what? Maybe I go up north.
Dude.
I go up north.
Got a lot of options.
Yeah. You know what? No. A tanning salon.
You're going to try and get
just
dark
hang out
again,
on
huh?
the beach and just tan and there we go.
You ready to go for that pink phase before you get to the tan phase?
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. You think you just lay out and all of a sudden you've got this deep, dark tan?
I
got
to tell you, sunburns
work for me.
Sunburns hit differently, my man. Sunburns.
Yeah, it's a different kind of
really
old. Oh, yeah. Okay.
See, I'm learning things.
You got to go. There's gradation that goes there.
And this is why we have the big old tub of pretzels.
Yeah, dude.
You learn things.
You rattled the cages today.
I'm here for you, man. I didn't think you would ever read it.
Oh, yeah.
I was literally bored one day and said, it fell over and the questions came out. I was like, you know what? I'm going to add that in there and see if they read it live.
Yeah, Rico, if it's in the tub, it's going to get read.
Kang gave me the blessing, so.
Love it. What do you got planned coming up next?
We're going to talk Michigan, Michigan State, and, you know, everybody has those best memories, but I guess your best memories is also probably the other team's worst memories.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go through that. Going to start off with a little Windhorse sound. Looks like, seems like, feels like Chauncey may be indicted in both of those FBI things.
Mm. Not great.
I know. You know what? Gator, I need some TV time.
As does everybody. Every Friday, we leave you with the Gator Rant to inspire you to negotiate for a
wartime.
I would
not talk like this to the sisters.
Watching football over the weekend. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. Be respectful and gracious, Michigan and Michigan State fans. This should be a ton of fun. Wolverines and Spartans, stay safe. Treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.